are not communists, mind you. They are people who, knowingly or unwittingly, supported a communist front at a crucial time in American history. And they should be asked, as loyal Americans, we should ask every one of them. I don't know who all these people are. There are probably Republicans and Democrats on it. As I say, I'm not familiar with the people in the state of Montana who are running for office and are not running for office. Some of them might be and might not be, but I don't know, believe me. I'm just going to give you the names. And I don't know who they are, but except one or two where their office or title is listed. But you should find out, as citizens of Montana, why they supported this communist front. At a time well after the stand of our country against communism was known. The first signature is John W. Bonner, right here. He's governor of the state. He's not a communist, and he's not a pro-communist. But he either knowingly or unwittingly supported a communist front, and he should be asked why. We as loyal Americans should find out. Leo C. Graybill says here he's something representative of, is that Congress or legislature? Must be legislature, I think. I think he's a congressman. And then it lists here Leif Erikson. Harry A. Mortons, a man named William I. King. It says here, Department of Public Instruction. Does that include the school systems? If it does, somebody should find out why Mr. King supported a communist front and is responsible for the education of our children. These are facts, ladies and gentlemen. As I say, I am not political here. I hate communism, and anybody who supported a communist front should be made to answer to the American people.